Zoomer Radio and brand new Shania, Waking Up Dreaming, and Olivia Newton-John in there too. Olivia, born on this day, September the 26th, 1948. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Our guest is Mark Robinson, Storm Hunter. What is wrong with Mark? He's actually an adventurer and a meteorologist with the Weather Network. When most people are trying to get away from dangerous weather, Mark is heading directly toward it. Welcome to the show, Mark.
My pleasure to be here.
Hey, Mark. So, of course, you went to be part of Fiona over the weekend, and you were in Louisburg. We called it Louisburg when I was growing up in Nova Scotia, Louisburg, which at the best of times has strong winds.
Yeah. I actually had to figure out the pronunciation of that name as well. I got told by the locals that it is Louisburg and not Louisburg.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it was, you could tell it's a place with strong winds because there's no big trees there.
So what, explain for us what it was like.
Oh boy. This was the most intense Canadian hurricane I've ever been through. And it outclassed some of the, American tropical hurricanes that I've been through. So this one, and it also had different, it felt very different than most Canadian ones. That most Canadian hurricanes or these kinds of systems, these post-tropical systems come through, they blast through and they're gone in like less than a day. This one came in and just sat over the area for so many, many hours. And, you know, we were expecting it to move through fairly quickly, not to be too bad. And it just lashed over top of Cape Breton for just so many hours. And I kept thinking it was going to be done, and it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So the ferocity of the wind and the storm surge, we have friends who work here, actually, whose family live in Cape Breton, and they managed to get away pretty much unscathed, but they know neighbors who did not experience the same outcome. So tell us what it was like for you. What did you feel? What did you see? And what was the outcome?
Oh my goodness. What I felt was, the winds. I was actually standing outside the car. My cameraman was sort of inside the car. So Dave's shooting me sort of out through the window, but I have to go out and stand in the crazy winds. And it was so strong that I could like lean backwards and be at about a 45 degree angle and be held up by the wind.
Wow.
It literally was that strong.
Wow.
The spray felt like little icy needles smacking into my face. I had a dry suit on just to keep myself warm and dry as much as possible. But any exposed skin just felt like 100 needles just smacking into me like every second. It was absolutely incredible. And we watched the storm surge come up, and we had to be careful. We had to pull back as it began to like inundate the dock area. And that was just, that was just part of it. There was other parts where, we watched the power go out, power flashes, when it first started. And then when it was, as dawn arrived, we sort of went back down, and the sound of the wind was a roar and this like almost bass sound. And I've only ever heard that in the tropical hurricanes. And I had never heard that sort of roar outside of, say, the derecho. Actually, the derecho in Ontario was the only other one that I heard that kind of roar in last May. So that was something I've been comparing it to, is what we went through in Ontario that day.
Mark, I see from your Twitter feed you are back in Oakville in southern Ontario, but what kind of devastation did you see from Fiona before you left Cape Breton?
No, the devastation was just so widespread. Basically, from Louisburg all the way back to Halifax, there was just trees down everywhere. Just as we drove down the road, whole forest, just gone. It was sort of the widespread nature of it that was just so incredible to see.
Okay, and before we let you go, where are you off to next?
I'm actually headed to Tampa, hopefully tomorrow morning, for the next hurricane, Hurricane Ian, and I'm a bit concerned for Tampa on that one just because of the storm surge potential and the flooding. If you've got a major hurricane just offshore there, it can push a lot of water into Tampa Bay.
And we have a lot of listeners who are snowbirds, too, so we're thinking about them as they get ready to head down to Florida, too. Safe travels, Mark. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Weather Network Storm Hunter, adventurer, meteorologist Mark Robinson.